YVF, KC, UVOA.
Good evening, Rick. How was your day today?
Well, other than aches and pains and stuff like that, I did manage to get the leaves cleaned up in the front yard.
It's amazing how those little aches and pains put a crimp in the things that you want to do.
Yep, I'm still moving kind of gingerly.
Yeah, I was doing work over the weekend there with the 3 days off, again, doing more work than I wanted to do. On my hands and knees for 6 hours, putting down woodwork on Friday, and then Sunday, I guess, working down on my hands and knees out laying, you know, pavers, the big 18-inch pavers. So lifting those things up and doing stuff, yeah, that's my back sore and not real good.
Yep, I hear you there. Just the thought of getting up and down just makes me cringe.
Yeah, that's the problem, especially doing the woodwork. It was moving along with the air nailer and then fitting things again and up and down and up and down, and I have a hard time getting down is usually pretty good, but it's that getting back vertical again. And I had to go out and buy some new knee pads. I'd wore the other ones out. The straps had ripped out on them, so I picked up some new knee pads. You got to have those. No other way. So, yeah, it's still got, I got come up one paver short, so I got to go to the store up to Menards. Hopefully they still got some. And pick one up to finish up. And that'll be it done. But this weekend is trying to get the garden cleaned out and get all the patio furniture and outdoor things in. I got a Micon meeting Saturday from 10 until noon. And then I got a couple of hours after that. Then at 5 o'clock is my daughter's Halloween party at their house. So Mom and Dad will have to go out earlier to help them set up. And so Saturday is going to be pretty well shot. I got a couple hours in the morning before the 10 o'clock meeting. And so Sunday will be trying to get all of that part done and get ready for that other outdoor type of weather.
Yes, I'm taking it. Micon's online meeting.
They have it in person, but they've been doing a hybrid, and I haven't gone down in person. It's just drive all the way down there for an hour and a half and drive back. So, you know, you got 3 hours of driving, an hour and a half meeting. And most of it's the Micon guys after. So the National Weather Service part of it only lasts probably about 20 minutes. And then they go around the room with the Micon as far as what's going on in each county and, you know, that type of stuff. So it, you know, hour and a half max and, you know, 3 hours of driving and gas money and that go down, so I just do the hybrid. And there's limited room in the room. You can only fit about maybe 12 around the table, and then you can fit on the back side of it another maybe 8 or 10 people, so that's about it. And, yeah, I'll just stay home, save the money, and still get the same information.
It's been years and years since the last time I've been down, and the last time I was down there was breathing room only. So, yeah, that would make a lot of sense to do online whenever possible.
And that way you can get assistant coordinators in and, you know, other people that part of it. I've told Mike before, I've invited Dave DW if he wanted to sit in since he does the net controls. I mean, that way anybody can get in. They try and limit the room to just the coordinators from each county, so you get, you know, the 13 counties and or emergency managers, but I've never had an emergency manager show up, so, because it's a Saturday. So, yeah, they try and limit to that, but like you said, I've been down there before where it's they're sitting out in the hall with their head stuck through the doorway trying to hear. So I'll stay home in the comfort of my chair with a set of headphones on and just listen to it.
And you know you'll probably hear it much better.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm out of work here, but the boss is, well, one of the bosses, the older brother is down, they're buying new computers, bought new computers for everybody. Well, mine's pretty much the last one to go in because it's a pain in the butt. I have so much stuff on that computer and so many settings and so many logins and for all the companies and all of that, so there's almost a terabyte in my document folder alone. So he had to zip all of that information. He does a weekly backup for my machine. He does a nightly backup because I put so much information on it. And there's the one other guy that does all the images for our website. But I do all the web pages and about half of the images. So, yeah, he's still working on it. Can't get a couple of logins to go through.
Oh, yes. Backup. Yeah, I'm surprised you don't work on some kind of LAN drive or some kind of share drive on the system and save the computer space, the PC space. Yeah, it's too much to go wrong too easy.
Well, they did an upgrade on my computer a few years ago, I guess. Put a solid-state drive in it, so that helped it out. But this computer, I've got to say, it was a couple of years old when I got it. I started in 12, so it's got to be since 11, so about 13 years old. It's an i7, but it's like a second generation with 16 gig of RAM in it, so it's been doing the job. Most of my stuff, like I said, is online. Some of the programs take a little bit to load, so this one's a little smaller form factor, but it's, I don't know what it is. I think it's still an i7, but it's like i7 13th or 14th gen, 14th the newest, so I don't know if it's a 13 or 14. He's supposed to have like 32 gig of RAM on it, so that'll help me out there a little bit. Like I said, most of my stuff is uploading data to a server, so it's the internet speed that helps, and we supposedly have a 600 meg business connection into the building, but on a good day, if I got 200 meg download and 40 meg upload, I'm good, so I don't know where the bad part is. There's a gig card in the machine, so I keep telling, you know, I told the older brother today, I said, the throughput, I said, you're paying for 600 meg, but you're only getting 200, so something in your wiring closet isn't what it should be. So you guys may want to try and figure this out. So, all right, Rick, I'm going to let you go. Just pulled in the driveway, so thanks for the ride along. Hopefully I see you Thursday for the meeting, and we'll talk to you later, KCYVF.
And that would be tomorrow night. KCVOA.
Rendez-vous, copy.